Look out!
Kai dove for the deck, shoving Turnish aside. He fell beside her. The first two shots missed all of them by a meter. Kai glanced back at Martin. He had his weapon out and squeezed off a shot as she watched. She braced herself on her elbows and looked for her target. There, peeking out of the doorway of Andy's tailor shop ahead of them. She squeezed off one round of CPF. She saw the assailant's body jerk, withdraw, then topple slowly out into the passage. A familiar surge of satisfaction pulsed through her. No time for that. Kai looked for cover and the backup. There would be another. Whoever was doing this would not have hired a single shooter. Nothing. No one came to the door of the shop, of any shop, to look. She could feel the hairs standing up on the back of her neck. A doorway to the right gaped empty, only a meter or so away. She tapped Turnish's leg with one hand, looking past him for more trouble.
Move to cover. 4 o'clock, I'll cover you.
I don't think so.
Turnish rolled over. Kai's breath stopped as she stared down the bore of his weapon.
That's really big.
Game over, Vada.
Kai could not move fast enough. Her weapon was offline, aimed at where trouble had been, not where it was. She knew she could not move fast enough, and that knowledge made it impossible to move at all. He kept smiling, clearly aware of her thoughts, of her fear, of her weapon's position. Her throat was dry. Icy sweat trickled down her spine. Martin couldn't possibly... But then the man's head exploded in a spray of blood and brains before she even saw what it was Martin was doing. Kai swiped at the mess on her face.
Martin!
Sorry, I wasn't sure until he turned on you. Get on into that doorway.
Still no alarm. The passage might have been empty. Perhaps it was. Perhaps everyone had been paid to go have a mid-shift snack or something. The dead man's weapon lay farther away than Kai expected, with his hand still on it. Martin must have fired 2 shots then. She hadn't known he was that fast. Not that it mattered now. What mattered now was getting some official help. Cautiously, she eased into the doorway she'd spotted and looked for a comport. The one in the red booth 3 shops down was far too exposed, but most stations had them in more discreet locations as well.
Too bad. I suppose we're in for the traditional bad quarter hour.
I hope it's only that. We've already been a problem twice today.
Yes. You'll have quite a reputation when we're done here. You're, remarkably calm for someone who just killed someone and was nearly killed herself. Is it calm, or are you in shock?
I'm supposed to know. I don't feel panicky, if that's what you mean. A little worried about the men with the uniforms.
I presume you've been told how to behave when arrested?
Oh, yes. But I'd just as soon not spend another hour face down on the floor like I did on Belinta.
On Belinta? But you were nearly killed on Belinta.
And one of the men who tried to kill me was thoroughly killed.
By?
Me. I thought you knew.
No. I heard about the mutineers on your ship. I knew this wasn't your first.
The first for this weapon.
Kai tucked it back into its holster as the first guard came into view. Martin had already holstered his. The Garda, another 2 had entered from the far end, were fully armored, weapons out.
Anyone in this area, come out with your hands up.
That's us, here we go.
Kai put her hands up and stepped out of the doorway, Martin beside her, hoping that no other sniper remained. Her skin tightened, but no one shot her.
Any more of you?
No, not on our side.
The armed guards moved in.
Armed?
Yes. Automatic, in waist holster, 3 rounds fired, safety's on.
One of the guards plucked it out gingerly and put it in a safe hanging from his shoulder.
Yes, shoulder holster, standard arms 11mm, and the safety is on.
The guard removed this weapon and dropped it into the safe as well. He turned back to Kai.
ID.
Kailara Vada of Gary Tobai. This is my crewman, Gordon Martin.
Yeah. You've had contact with the law twice already today. An altercation at your dockside, and possession of an unlicensed animal.
We found that unlicensed animal.
And I suppose you just found some dead bodies.
No. We were coming along this passage when someone started shooting at us. We hit the deck. I got that one.
Kai nodded to the body in the street, some 30 meters away.
And this one, who was assigned to me by Baratom Security. Supposedly a fully licensed escort guard. He turned on me, close range.
Excuse me?
The back of Kai's neck prickled, a signal she was in no mood to ignore.
Could we go to the station, please? Two people tried to kill me today. I'd like to get off the street and into cover.